Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Kelly Anderson, and we're talking about Azure Site Recovery.
Yes.
How's it going?
It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
So, Azure Site Recovery,
yes.
Impress me.
Yes, awesome. So, customers are probably asking themselves, like, why do I need Site Recovery? Mm-hmm. And Site Recovery is a great service to ensure that your applications stay available mm-hmm. in the event of a disaster.
Okay.
So typically what we've seen is that our customers are using a secondary data center mm-hmm. to take over that workload in the chance that your primary data center fails
right.
during a disaster.
Yep.
And so we'd like to let our customers know that you can use Azure as that secondary data center to keep your applications available in the event of a disaster.
Interesting. So won't some customers want to have, like, you know, two clouds? Or are you saying I would have, like, one in West US and one in West Europe? How
yeah.
far apart do these things have to be?
Yeah. So we encourage you, so we have 38 regions and counting. And we encourage you, wherever your on-premises data center is, to correlate that with the nearest Azure region.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what do you have demo-wise?
Yeah. So I just wanted to walk customers through the process of getting started with Azure Site Recovery and
okay.
what that will look like for them when they come into the Azure portal.
All right, let's do it.
So to kick things off, if we want to take a real case scenario, if I am an online retailer,
mm-hmm.
And so this is how I do business with my customers. So I literally cannot afford to have my website down
right.
during a disaster because that will disrupt my business.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to show you how you can set up Azure Site Recovery so that in the event that my online website went down,
mm-hmm.
Azure would pick up that workload and would continue to keep my business running as normal.
All right.
So we're going to first take a look at my on-premises data centers. And as you can see, I've got data centers all over the world. But for our purposes, I'm just going to focus on the London one.
Okay.
And we can see here that I've got a VMware ESX farm running. And I've got 5 Linux virtual machines running my SQL and Apache. But of course, Microsoft also supports applications running on Windows.
Mm-hmm.
So to get started with Azure Site Recovery, I'm going to go back to my Azure portal. And the first thing that I'm going to have to do is create a Recovery Services Vault. And so what the Recovery Service Vault is this is what holds Azure Backup and Azure Site Recovery.
Mm-hmm.
But for the purposes of today, we're just going to focus on Azure Site Recovery.
Okay.
So once I've created my Recovery Services Vault, this is what it's going to look like. So I'm going to click on it. And inside, it's going to host and hold a bunch of different things. So settings is going to tell me how I can get started with Azure Site Recovery. And that's going to be the next step that I'm going to have to take.
Okay.
So I create my Recovery Services Vault. I go to Azure Site Recovery. And it's going to guide me through 3 steps to set up the service.
It's sitting next to backup, getting started
yes.
backup, getting started site recovery. I think there may be confusion about what's a backup
yes.
and what's a site recovery,
yeah.
because recovery is kind of a noun and a verb.
Yeah. So our differentiator is that you need to have both backup and site recovery to have a full business continuity plan. So we have disaster recovery because when we're replicating applications from our primary data center to our secondary data center, in the event that data becomes corrupt during that replication,
okay.
we have a backup that is a copy of our data to restore our business back to a specific period in time.
Okay. Makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. So the 3 things that it will guide us through is preparing the infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
so orchestrating that connectivity between our on-premises environment and Azure.
Mm-hmm.
It will help us replicate our applications from on-premises to Azure. And then it will guide us through the management of our site recovery plan, which will allow us to customize the order in which applications fail over,
mm-hmm.
as well as test our recovery plan, which I'll show you in the next few steps.
Okay.
So as we go through here, I'm going to go to my site recovery infrastructure, and I'm going to go to configuration servers. And here we can see that when I was setting up site recovery, as I mentioned here, the orchestrator that connects my on-premises environment to Azure would be vCenter. And that would have been established when I was setting up Site Recovery
okay.
in that step. So all we're doing here is just checking to see, cool, my on-premises environment is connected to Azure.
Okay, and this you use this VMware example, but that's not
yes.
specific. Like Site Recovery doesn't necessarily have anything to do with VMware, right?
So Site Recovery does support virtual machines running on VMware and Hyper-V.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. But it's not specific to?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I was looking for.
Yep. So then now that I see that my on-premises environment is connected to Azure, I'm going to go to my replicated items, and those five Linux virtual machines that were running my applications on premises, we can see that they've successfully replicated over to Azure and are running in Azure.
Okay.
And then to manage my recovery plans, again, this is the space where I can create a brand new recovery plan.
Okay.
Or I can test failover and customize the order in which applications fail over.
All right.
In this space. So the first thing I'm going to do is customize the order in which my applications fail over. So I'm going to click on my recovery plan. I'm going to choose to customize it. And in this instance, I'm going to want to have MySQL running before group 2, which is going to be my app tier. And I want to have my app 2 running before group 3, which is my web tier. And I'm going to want to have group 4 running, which is my public-facing internet IP
address. Nice. It's just like boarding a plane.
Yes.
Got to do it in a certain order, otherwise things won't go smoothly. Makes total sense.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, again, we want to give customers the freedom and the flexibility to structure that in the way that's best for their business.
Right. Because their applications are going to have a different plan than my applications. But this also underscores the idea of having a backup is a snapshot in time.
Yeah.
But when it all goes down...
Yes.
Right, you know, when the zombies come,
yeah.
How exactly is this plan going to happen? It could be a lot of us, well, where's the backup? Well, I'm going to right-click here and I'm going to hit restore.
Right.
Or you have a proper site recovery plan and the plan executes.
Right, exactly.
Very cool.
Yep. So, again, this can provide also a lot of peace of mind, knowing that you have a plan in place and it's structured and this is the way that it will work in the event of a disaster.
Can you test this?
Yes. So that's what I'm going to show you next, now that we've sequenced failover. And what's really great about our offering is that we don't impact production workloads or end users while we're testing.
Okay.
And we know that that's a really big challenge for customers.
Right. Like, so, I don't want to test at 2 in the morning on a Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. So with Azure Site Recovery really reduces that complexity.
Cool.
So we'll check that out right now. So outages could be caused from a variety of different factors. It could be IT hardware failure, it could be a human error, it could be a natural disaster. So for our purposes, it's gonna be a human error, it's gonna be my fingers, I clicked the wrong thing.
Okay, you're gonna fat finger and bring production down.
Exactly.
Nice.
So I'm gonna go to my data center and I'm gonna choose power.
You're going to shut down the data center?
And I'm going to shut down my data center.
Right.
Yeah, and it's going to ask you. It's going to say, are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, okay.
And I'm going to say, yeah, I want to shut it down.
Azure Friday. Reason, Azure Friday.
Exactly. So now when I go back to my website and I click refresh, it's going to bring down all the services that we're running.
Good job.
Yeah. Ugh. Yikes. But good thing Azure's got me covered. So I'm going to go back to the Azure portal, and I'm going to choose to fail over. And again, we're failing over from on-premises to Azure.
Here you're doing a manual failover.
I'm doing a manual failover. Yeah. And I'm going to choose my latest application consistent point. So simply that just means the latest state of my services and applications.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to click OK. And so it's going to kick off my recovery process. And as you can see, it's in progress. And because we have a solution in place, sophisticated, it's going to take a couple minutes for this too.
And then, like, for 15 minutes, then we come back in a second, and then you show us what happened?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so time fast-forwarded.
Yep, and when we came back to our recovery services vault, we can see under our recovery plan failover that our applications have successfully failed over from on-premises to Azure, and they're successfully running in Azure.
Okay.
So when we go back to our website and we click refresh, the moment of truth, our website is back and running again. And so we have successfully recovered from our outage.
From a major outage.
From a major outage, yes.
In minutes.
In minutes. Yep.
Okay.
In just 15
so
minutes.
Where can customers go to learn about site recovery and get involved and make this happen for themselves?
Yeah, great question. So first they can go to our Azure Site Recovery page.
Mm-hmm.
They can also check out our documentation there. But if they already have an Azure subscription, they can take advantage of it today.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first 31 days, it's free.
Very cool.
Pretty good.
I'm learning all about Azure Site Recovery here on Azure Friday.